so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming on the web at voiceofvashon.org. That's right, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, dealing here with all the weather, and happy to be here. Appreciate your tuning in tonight. Our terrific Vashon Theater screened A Complete Unknown, which is, of course, the story of Dylan's early years as a songwriter. And those songs brought back memories of when I've seen him quite a few times here in Seattle, as well as back in Austin. And one time, the first time I ever saw him was live in Bloomington, Indiana on February 3rd, 1974 with the band. It was Indiana's basketball arena, but it sure sounded like my living room as Dylan and the band really connected incredibly well, even in that arena. A Complete Unknown brought back those memories and a whole bunch more, so I knew I had to do a show of Texas musicians covering the songs in that movie, and that's where we are tonight. Early on, Dylan was known for his protest songs, and that is where we start tonight, leading off with Birds and the Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changin'. Some writers and critics have prophesied with your pen. Keep your eyes open, the chance won't come again. And watch what you say, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. Oh, the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging. We'll rattle your windows and shake down your walls. For the times they are a-changin'. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changin'.
Blowing in the wind, the answer. must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in.
Well, Peter, Paul, and Mary with Blowin' in the Wind from their 1963 album, In the Wind. It appeared on Dylan's Freewheelin' album, also released the same time. I count Peter, Paul, and Mary as a Texas group because Peter was the boyfriend of a neighbor of ours two doors down Fletcher Street in Austin. Yes, indeed, we lived on Fletcher Street. I helped him push his car out of his driveway once so he could get down to KUT Public Radio Station at UT for an interview. And later he invited Terry and me to a union fundraiser where he played, and so did John Gorka. And when John Gorka was here for a show at VCA, I asked him if he remembered that party, and he said, yeah, he did. And he described the rather unique place it was held. And he also mentioned the fact that Molly Ivins was there, and that seemed to impress him more than anything. Before Peter, Paul, and Mary, we heard The Byrds with The Times They Are Changing that appeared on their 1965 album, Turn, Turn, Turn. The song also was the title cut of Dylan's 2006 album. 2006, is that right? Anyway, the Byrds had a variety of folks in the group over time, but the original group was Roger McGuinn, he had the 12-string Rickenbacker, Gene Clark, David Crosby on guitar, Chris Hillman on bass, and Michael Clark on drums. All but Michael sang. They are a Texas group, at least by my definition, because David Crosby resided in a Texas prison for 5 months after being convicted of illegally carrying a handgun and freebasing cocaine in a nightclub in Dallas. The good news on that is that 5 months helped David kick his all-consuming, all-spending cocaine habit. Let's have one more protest song. This one originally appeared on Dylan's second album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, released in 63. And here we have Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, and A Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall.
Blue-eyed son, oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Oh, what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out before the rain starts to fall in. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is well hidden, where hunger is ugly and souls are forgotten, where black is the color and none is the number. Singing, and it's hard, it's hard.
Edie Crail and the New Bohemians. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Song that was used in the movie Born on the 4th of July. Edie appeared in that movie as a folk singer, and her song appeared on her album, The Ultimate Collection, released in 2002. She was born in Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas, the same neighborhood that produced the Vaughn Brothers and Doyle Bramble, to name just a few. She kind of evolved, I guess, from folk music to folk rock, like many around that time. And the first album, Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars, was both a critical and commercial success, despite its weird name. And a lot of Edie's work has been in collaboration recently with Steve Martin. And that song appeared on Dylan's Freewheeling album from 1963. You're listening to Texas Musicians, cover songs that appeared in the Dylan movie A Complete Unknown on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org on the app and on your radio dial. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at TriggInsurance.com.
Well, thank you to our underwriters, and thanks to all of you who listen in on The Voice of Vashon, no matter how you get it. It's important, and it's real lovely when you donate some money to us, too. Well, clearly, not all of Dylan's songs in the movie A Complete Unknown are protest songs. There are a lot of love songs, both positive and not so positive as well. So the rest of the show seems to bounce around between positive and negative. And with Dylan, you really sometimes can't even tell what we're getting, whether it's positive or negative. We'll lead off this set with another one from Peter, Paul, and Mary, a very, very different version of It Ain't Me, Babe. You're Peter, Paul, and Mary on The Voice of Vashon.
Window, leave at your own choice. I'm not the one you want to be. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for. Someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone to die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
Traveling the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderland, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love man. Snowflake storm, when the river summers freeze and summer ends. Please see she has a coat so warm. Keep her from the howling wind. And will you see that her hair is hanging long? That it rolls and flows on down her breast? Yes, will you see that her hair is hanging long? That's the way I remember her best. She remembers me at all. Well, many is the time I hope and pray in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. Traveling the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderland. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love man.
Well, I'll give anybody a dollar if you can tell me who that actually was. I can tell you who it was. It was Boz Scaggs, Girl for the North Country. Yeah, the same Boz who was known for Silk Degrees and other albums of the disco era, the blues man, the R&B guy, the same guy who was raised in Plano, Texas, near Dallas, and high school and college classmate and bandmate of Steve Miller. The song, however, was from his debut solo acoustic album that was recorded in Sweden in 1965. It was deemed a failure, both critically as well as commercially. And Boz later packed up from Europe and went to San Francisco to join up with Steve and his new band. And Boz was with them for their first two albums. Dylan's version of that song was on the Freewheelin', Bob Dylan. Before Boz, we heard Peter, Paul, and Mary, and It Ain't Me, Babe. And in addition to the acoustic guitars of Peter and Paul, you also heard guitars from Robbie Coffin and Carlos Alomar. Peter, Paul, and Mary have two versions of that song, one from In the Wind album that is shorter, and the one that I learned playing a four-string guitar in my junior high school days. And then there's this one that I've never heard before. Then it came from their Flowers and Stones album that came out in 1962. And in Reunion magazine, by an article by William Ruhlman, he quoted Stokey as saying, "I always construed It Ain't Me, Babe, as a kind of I'm a rock, I'm an island, Paul Simon attitude, the untouchable iconoclast. But in retrospect, doing the whole tune as a ballad rather than a hard-edged denial, I really discovered what I think Dylan was trying to say, which was, you're looking for your life and you're trying to find it in my responses. I'm not the one who is responsible for your life. You are." Could be. It's Dylan. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon and on the app streaming on the voiceofvashon.org. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some songs that were featured in the movie A Complete Unknown, and these songs were covered by Texas musicians. Thanks for listening. Well, we continue in kind of a slow vein with a song that has been covered by a huge number of bands and solo artists, and I just found this version today, and I like it. It is from Shannon McNally. And here she is with All Over, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
must leave now. Take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. It's all on now, baby. Highway is for gamblers, you better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. This sky too is folding under. It's all over now, baby blue. Oh, you see six sailors, they are rowing home. All your reindeer armies are all going home. Lover who just walked out your door has taken all his blankets from your floor. The carpet too is moving under you. It's all. Stepping stones behind, something calls me. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door, standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew. It's all over now, baby blue. It's all over now, baby blue. Yeah, it's all over.
It's all over now. Shannon McNally with It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, from her 2004 album Run for Cover, and I cannot find any credits for that, so I don't know who was playing guitar. It could have been her, because she is really good guitar player. She's from New York, but she has lived in New Orleans and Mississippi and spent a lot of time off and on in Austin. She was with a label for about 10 years, but no real breakthrough with them, and then decided to go with smaller independent labels. She's opened for a host of musicians, Ryan Adams, John Mellencamp, Sunbolt, Dave Alvin, and she and Rodney Crowell have written a bunch of songs together. I first discovered her watching videos of Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band, and she's in that band. You've heard quite a few cuts from those albums. Dylan's version was on the 1965 album, Bringing It All Back Home. Still in the Lost Love area in this next set, and we turn to a couple of veteran songwriters and good buddies. Here's Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson with their version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Well, ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
There ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, a light I never know. There ain't no use turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway, so I don't think twice, it's all right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tracy Nelson and her take on It Takes a Lot to Laugh, Takes a Train to Cry. A great rhythm section with Tommy Cogville on bass and Kenny Malone on drums and guitars, courtesy of Reggie Young and Ron Cornelius and Mac Gayton on slide. That came from Tracy's self-titled album, released in 1975. She's bounced around the music scene from Chicago, where she recorded her first album, to San Francisco, where she headed a band called Mother Earth that shared the stage with the Dead and Joplin and Hendrix and others of that time. During this time, she wrote and recorded the song Down So Low that's been covered by Linda Ronstadt, Eddie James, Cyndi Lauper, and many others. She moved to Nashville and tried some country with a solo album, and her duet with Willie was nominated for a Grammy. She took time off and then showed up in Austin and hung out a little bit with Irma Thomas and Marcia Ball, and they had a Grammy-nominated album from and appeared on Austin City Limits as well. She occasionally performs as part of the Blues Broads in Marin County, where former Texan Angela Straley lives. And you've heard quite a few cuts from that album right here on Boogie Back. Before Tracy, we heard Merle and Willie, Don't Think Twice, from their album Jimmy and Django that came out in 2015 when both of them were somewhere around 80 years old. They don't deny their ages in any of the songs on the album. They kind of embrace the age, and they just get a kick out of each other on that album as well. That Dylan's version of Don't Think Twice appeared on the Free Willin', Bob Dylan, from 1963. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, streaming on the web at thevoiceofvashon.org. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I'm spinning some tunes that come from the soundtrack of A Complete Unknown. Actually, they are covers of the songs from A Complete Unknown. Thanks for listening.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at trigginsurance.com.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay comfortable during every season at pse.com/lower.
Thanks to our supporters again, and thank you to everybody who listens in to The Voice of Vashon. We're going to go toward the door of this edition of Boogie Back with a particular favorite of mine. It is Highway 61 Revisited, the title cut of the album that came out in 1965. And I wondered from time to time, why Highway 61? Well, it seems that Highway 61 runs from Duluth, Minnesota, right near where Dylan was raised, and to New Orleans, and was a major transit route for black people traveling north to Chicago. Also, the junction of Highway 61 and Highway 49 in Mississippi is said to be the infamous crossroads where blues man Robert Johnson allegedly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for talent and fame. Here is Johnny Winter and Highway 61 Revisited.
God said, Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. And Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but now, next time you see the coming man, they wouldn't give him no clothes. Asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. We'll be right back. phones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yes, you're right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61.
Johnny Winter from his album Raisin Cane, released in 1980. A little bit of guitar noodling there. Johnny was born in Beaumont, Texas. He released his first record at age 15, but he caught his first big break when Mike Bloomfield invited him on stage at the Fillmore East at a concert with Al Kooper. And Johnny blew the crowd away with a B.B. King song. Representative from Columbia Records just happened to be in the crowd that night, and they signed him a few days later. Of course, Dylan's original came out on the Highway 61 Revisited album, hence the name. We're going to go out the door with a guy I'm fudging on a little bit, I'll be honest with you, in terms of his Texas residency. John Mellencamp is a proud Hoosier through and through, but he spent some significant time in San Antonio when he was on tour recording a new album titled No Better Than This. It was produced by Texan T-Bone Burnett, and the tracks for the album were recorded in historic locations. I think they had one in the First African Baptist Church in Savannah, Georgia, as well as the Sun Studio in Memphis, and the Sheraton Gunter Hotel in San Antonio. Now, this is the place where blues pioneer Robert Johnson recorded Sweet Home Chicago and Crossroad Blues, and you heard his name mentioned earlier this evening. Mellencamp recorded this album using a 1955 Ampex portable recording machine with only one microphone. So all the musicians had to gather around the one mic. The album was recorded in mono. Mellencamp wrote over 30 songs for the record, but only 13 made it. And he wrote one song specifically for room 414 at the Gunther Hotel. Here's John Mellencamp with Like a Rolling Stone live at the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary celebration on Boogie Back to Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Mellencamp with special guest Al Cooper.
Dressed so fine, threw the bones of dime in your prime, didn't you? People cause they die, you're bound to fall. You thought that they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next year.
Yeah. all the pretty people, they'll think of drinking, but they got a man. Exchanging all precious gifts, you better take that diamond ring. You better pawn it, baby. Used to be so amused with the pulling rags and all the clever language that he used. Go ahead now, he calls you now, you can't refuse. Now that you realize you got nothing to lose, you're invisible now. You got no secrets to conceal.
Yes, indeed. John Mellencamp, Al Kooper on the organ. Pretty fabulous. You were listening to songs from the movie A Complete Unknown, covered by Texas musician. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we will see you next week.